Airports throughout the world, but especially here in Atlantic Canada, are experiencing sky-high losses as they say they need help from the federal government to cope with a 92% drop in traffic, the projected loss of 5.5 million passengers, and $76 million in revenues that will be reportedly lost this year. Monette Pascher is the executive director of the Atlantic Airports Association. She joins us live by phone this morning. Good morning, Ms. Pascher.
Good morning.
So summer would have normally been the peak time for airports. How bleak is the summer, or how bleak was it when it comes to air travel?
Yeah, it was pretty bleak. We were pleased to see the Atlantic bubble opened up. We thought it would be the start of opening up to the rest of the country. This certainly was not the case, but we saw a very small uptick in passengers throughout the summer, really a drop in the bucket. Overall, Newfoundland and Labrador airports are down, same as the rest of our region, 92% from April to August. For the summer, in July and August, they had about 83% of their traffic. So really, really small numbers and mounting since the pandemic started.
Now, did the opening up of the Atlantic bubble help small airports in the region?
Not really. I mean, just a couple of percentage points in terms of passenger traffic. So it's really been a difficult situation. Really, frankly, we've already hit rock bottom in terms of our revenue losses. And now as this continues, it's like the bottom's falling out. We're really concerned, you know, Newfoundland and Labrador, your province is cut off from the rest of the country, and we really don't see the recovery in sight in the short term. So our losses are going to continue to mount, and it's very challenging.
Now, I know initially when they opened up the Atlantic bubble, you did sort of see that as a first step in recovery, but how important is it to open up the rest of the country, in your opinion?
Yeah, I know there's a lot of concern from our communities and in the entire Atlantic region about opening up to the rest of the country. But in terms of our airports, we really can't operate without that. So I think we need to find safe ways in order to live with the virus and move forward.
Now, recently, the St. John's International Airport came out with a new policy that temperature checks would be mandatory here. Is that something that's taking place right throughout the region?
The airlines have been doing temperature checks since April at all of the airports, but this is from CASA. So they started it at the four biggest airports in the country, and now they've rolled it out to other large airports. So both in St. John's and Halifax, CASA will be doing temperature checks as they screen you coming through the airport. And we think as time goes on, they'll be able to roll that out to other airports as well as passenger traffic grows. But right now, our smaller airports are quite low in terms of traffic volume.
And you also just kind of said, too, something that caught my ear, that, you know, we can't really carry on without the service that's provided at airports. So I'll ask you, in what way are airports an essential service?
Yeah, I mean, many people don't realize that our airports are not government entities. So they were divested in the late 90s, and they're run by not-for-profit authorities. They're run on a self-sufficient basis, but essentially they're community assets. They're assets for essential service in the province. So throughout the pandemic, you know, they've stayed open to bring Newfoundlanders back home, to move cargo, to move medevac. People from the west coast of Newfoundland going to St. John's, you know, would do medevacs every day. So they've stayed open even though the business isn't there, because they provide that essential service in our community. There's not many businesses that could operate at 90% loss. And everything has evaporated, and they need to stay open. And there's massive fixed costs to running an airport. And we really do need support.
And Ms. Pascher, as your position of executive director with the Atlantic Airports Association, was there anything in the throne speech yesterday that signaled that there was any help coming for airlines or for airports?
Yes, we were watching that very closely. You know, our MPs, both in Newfoundland and throughout the region, have been very supportive in terms of understanding and recognizing what our airports are going through, as we are critical infrastructure for the region. The speech from the throne offered some hope in that it recognized that there were some sectors that were hit particularly hard, like tourism and travel. It did mention that the government will work with partners to support regional air routes for airlines. So we need to learn more about what that means. They said it's essential that Canadians have access to reliable and affordable regional air service. And we wholeheartedly agree with that. And really look forward to hearing what the details are for our region in particular. You know, air access does need to be affordable for Canadians, especially on the other side of this. It's an issue of equity and jobs, of economic development, and of access. Our airports move the mobile workforce in Newfoundland and connect for the oil industry, bring, you know, not only loved ones home, but also essential for our tourism industry. So we really do hit all sectors in terms of economic development and need to be there on the other side of this.
Manit Pasher, I thank you so much for speaking with the VOCM Morning Show this morning.
Thank you.